KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Armed Services Committee member Dan Sullivan says the supplemental aid bill also offers robust assistance to U.S. allies Israel and Taiwan.
The components of this legislation, particularly on Taiwan and Israel, which generally unifies Republicans, is really, really strong, much stronger than what Biden set up.
Senator Sullivan was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. President Biden is growing unhappy with the Israeli military's response in Gaza. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump reacting to this week's decision by a special counsel not to charge President Joe Biden in a classified documents case, calling it a two-tiered system of justice. New poll says Americans believe air travel is relatively safe.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail.
Ne Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege. For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stance on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the company's bottom line. There's also been some vandalism. He opened a cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry. This is SRN News. A radio station goes from being on the air to vanishing into thin air.
A radio station manager says the theft of its giant tower has silenced what used to be the voice of a small Alabama town and surrounding county. Authorities say a thief or thieves made off with the 200-foot tower, which was discovered missing February 2nd. That shut down WJLX radio in Jasper, Alabama. So far, no arrests have been made. WJLX general manager Brett Elmore says a nearby building that's stored important equipment was also vandalized, with every piece of equipment inside stolen. The station had no insurance on any of it. He estimates it'll take anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street, it was a record close on Friday for the S&P 500, going up by 0.6% of its overall value. It closed above 5,000 for the first time ever. This is SRN News.